Okay, good morning. We're on Chof, Dalet, Amud, Aleph, by the two dots, a Revi, a Kodesh Possel. In a Revi, right, the Revi in Kodesh is Possel. So we're going to go back, just get back on track over here. What's a Revi'i in Kodesh? Okay, so we have our chart over here. Those are, right, as we see. Okay, we're going to start in the, on the left-hand side. It says the Avos, it's of the Dead Lizard. We've got Mr. Dead Lizard over here. Yeah, who's an avatuma. So if he can matame up to make, he can make a rishon on the tumah. So he's moving over to, he can matame a person, a Jewish person, or some food, whatever kind of food, and also a vessel. So that's a rishon on the tumah. After that, yeah, if that thing that which touched the dead lizard would touch some other food, only food, right? Either kodesh, that's the top thing. Or he would touch some truma or chulin, that would become a sheni. So that thing that's a sheni with tuma, everyone with me over here, but now if it would touch either kodesh or truma, yeah, that would also affect it. Now the difference is over here though, that when we get to shlishi with tuma, that the kodesh can carry on affecting something else. So that would be called tome. If you can carry on affecting something else, that's called tome. But the truma we see over there in the shlishi latuma kind of row over there, it's called posel. Yeah, it becomes called posel, or as Artswell translated, which I like that, was it's unfit now. You can't, the coin can't eat it, but it can't contaminate something else. So basically, the last stop for truma is a shlishi. Yeah, and then it's called posel. Now Revi'i carries on, so that if the shlishi latuma, which was this kodesh over here, touched some more kodesh, it would make it posel. So the last stop for kodesh is Revi'i, and that would then be considered posel, and that would be the last stop for that. Okay, so basically, maybe I'll just leave that up, Shimon, and here, let's start. So it says, quoting the Mishnah, this is one of the Milas, okay? It says, a Revi'i B'Kodesh is possible, okay? But we set, okay? And then, let's look at the Mishnah though, actually, because he said over here, but the, going back to the Mishnah on Chof Amud Beis, yeah? We had time to get there. So about like 5 or 6 lines up or something. So it says, a Revi'i B'Kodesh is possible. Right, so that's what we just showed. That right, of a hashlishi, the truma. A shlishi, we said, it only gets to, a truma only gets to a shlishi. Right, so that's only got into the third category. So why is that, basically? We're going to prove that. What's the source for that? Okay, so back to the Gemara. Tanya, we got a brisa. Ama Rebbe Yossi. Says Rebbe Yossi. Minayin, where's the source? Lurvi b'kodesh. How do you know there's such a thing as Revi B'Kodesh? Shehu Possel. That is Possel, which we showed on a picture, right? Revi B'Kodesh can be Possel. So how do we know that? Bidinhu. It's a Kal V'Choyma. Okay, so now we're going to speak out the Kal V'Choyma. Omar, and just as it Mechusa Kippurim. Mechusa Kippurim, which we spoke about in the past, is somebody who was like, for example, he was a Zav, and he became pure, and he has to do his Shiva Nikim, or a lady, she has to do a Shiva Nikim. Yeah. And then after that, yeah, she goes to the mikvah on the day 7. Yeah. And then they have to bring a korban on day 8. Right? In order to eat kodshim again. Okay? And so in order to eat kodshim on the 8th day, you have to bring a korban. Okay? So Mechusa Kippurim is Mutter Betruma. That person, yeah, if it will be a Kohen, even though they can't eat kodshim before they brought the korban, nevertheless, the mutter for them to eat truma. Okay? Nevertheless, this person is posel b'kodesh, right? He's not allowed to have kodesh. So Mechusa Kippurim, this person on the 8th day, waiting to bring his korban in line, yeah, can eat truma whilst he's waiting. Yeah, but he cannot eat kodesh yet. So shlishi, so this is the kavachom now. So shlishi, shaposel b'truma, that shlishi, we see it affects truma, right? It exists in truma, as we show on our chart. Yeah, there is such a thing as a shlishi b'truma. Eino din, isn't it a kal v'choyma Shiyasa Revi'i, that it should affect Kodesh and make a review for Kodesh. So that's it. That's the Kal V'Chomer. Let's just say it again. Just as we've basically said, Mechusa Kippurim is Mutter and Truma. It is Posel Kodesh. So a Shlishi, which is a problem in Truma, Kal V'Chomer, that it will be a Posel Poitel, the Kodesh, and make it a Rabbi. Okay, so that's it. Now we're just saying, how do we get these factors that we made the Kal V'Chomer with? It says, Ulamadnu, and we've learned, this is like a parenthetical statement over here, Ulamadnu Shlishi L'Kodesh Min HaTorah. How do we know there's such a thing as Shlishi B'Kodesh Min HaTorah? I mean, we did learn, we're going to explain how, right? We know that there is a Shlishi, that we've got a Torah source for that. A Revi'i, we've just learned out the Revi'i now in the Kal V'Chomer. Okay. So now, Shlishi L'Kodesh Min HaTorah Minayin. How do we know there's such a thing as a Shlishi in Kodesh Min HaTorah? Okay? We're going to prove that. Dichsi, because that was part of the how we worked out the Kal V'Chomer. Dichsi, V'Habasa, and the flesh. This is the Basa. So this Basa over here is talking about Basa Shlomim. It's talking about a Korban. Okay? V'Habasa is talking about the Basa of a Korban. Hasher Yiga, which will touch Bechol in any kind of Tomei. So what's any kind of Tomei? So we know in the Torah there's such a thing, yeah, as a Sheni, right? Rashi brings Pesukim, but they're basically something, if something falls into the airspace of a tumor, falls into the airspace of a Kli Cheres, that the Kli Cheres will become a Rishon, and the other things in the contents will become a Sheni. So we know there's something called in the Torah called a Sheni, which is Tomei. So if this Basa, which is a Shlamim, yeah, which we're going to explain, touches this Tomei, lo ye ochil, you should not eat it. So basically something, this Kodshim touches the Shlishi, don't eat it. We're going to explain that. Mi lo askina, this is now the Brisa or Gemara speaking. Mi lo askina, are we not dealing with the Noga that it touched, meaning this Basa, the Sheni, it touched the Sheni, but Ka'amar Rahmana, and the Torah says, lo ye ochil, you should not eat it. So you see over here that if a sheni touches a basar of shlamim touches a sheni, it's a shlishi. So we've got shlishi in a Torah for kodesh. And how do you know a revi'i? And revi'i mikal v'chomer. That we learn a revi'i in kodesh is mikal v'chomer had amron. That's what we just mentioned before. That's that. Okay. Next bit. Okay, Uba Truma. Okay, now let's go back to the Mishnah.
Can you repeat that? I didn't get the Lima. Can you repeat the Lima, please?
Yeah, okay. Basically, we're learning. I'll just go over, you know, I'll repeat it, the whole thing quickly. Yeah? If that helps. Okay, because it's a bit, it's kind of a. Now, it says a Revi'i B'Kodesh Posel. Okay, so Revi'i B'Kodesh Posel, we have that in the picture, right? Tanya and Rav Yosi, how do we, Minayin L'Revi'i B'Kodesh Posel? How do we know that the Revi'i in B'Kodesh is Posel? So this last column, how do we know there is such a thing, a Revi'i in B'Kodesh is Posel? V'Dinu is the Kal V'Chomer. Amar Mechusa Kippurim, Shemuta B'Truma, is Muta in Truma. Okay, so Mechusa Kippurim does not affect Truma. Nevertheless, it's posel b'kodesh, or some people have the gersa of it's poisel b'kodesh. It basically messes up kodesh. Now this is right. So shlishi should posel b'truma. Shlishi affects truma. There's a problem with truma. Eino din shi'aser revi. Basically, isn't it b'kal b'chomer that it will make a revi, i.e., it will poisel b'kodesh? That's the kal b'chomer. And then we're just going to say that basically, in order to work at that Kal V'Chomer, we have to prove that there's such a thing as a Shlishi in Kodesh. And that's what we do. And then we say, and therefore we work out the Kal V'Chomer. It's just going to say, Lomadu Shlishi in Kodesh Min HaTorah. And how do we know that there's such a thing as a Shlishi in Kodesh Min HaTorah? Yeah, and there was a Revi'i right in Calvacoy. I'm not saying that right though. When it says Ulaman is not saying out, and it said, and we did learn. I should say that, I've gone over that. And we did learn that there's a Shlishi from Kodesh Min HaTorah, and there's a Revi'i B'Kalvachoyma. And then it's again explained that. Shlishi L'Kodesh Min HaTorah Minayin. How do we know that? D'chsiv, Ravasa Sheh Yiga B'Kol Tomei Lo Yechel. Okay, so Mila Askina and Dendoga B'Sheini, that the Basa touched the Sheini, B'Kamer Achmona, says the Torah, Lo Yechel, don't eat it. And the Revi'i, we learn out B'Kalvachoyma Hada Amron, like we said. Maybe we should stop here. I'm not, you know what? Maybe we should just stop here for the first before we're like going into the next thing. I think we should go over this because, like, everyone should go over this. I think we should just do a little bit today.